בכבוד. בדיוק במישהו. גמרא tells us that on Rosh Hashanah our minhag is to do what we call the simanim, the signs, by eating certain fruits and vegetables, starting with the apple and the honey, and continue with the other signs. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, two places in the Gemara, Abaye said, you know, it's something very important to do. Simana Milta. It's not just a custom. It's not a custom that we do such a thing. The Gemara said, you should do this thing. You should do it. Rabbim said, maybe it's the first night, not the second night. But the question is, the question is, what is really behind it? Is those signs, the simanim? We start with the apple. Somebody dips the apple in the honey. He sings the song. He says, "Yiratzon shishenaz shenatva metukah." You have a sweet here. If you have a sweet here, it depends on your record. What did you do last year? You do fine. You don't need the apple. You didn't do fine, the apple will not help you. Nothing's not going to help you, it sounds like a joke. If you didn't behave, what kind of gods, what kind of chutzpah? You say in front of Hashem Rosh Hashanah, and you say to Hashem Rosh Hashanah, okay, so Yi Ratzon, Hashem, I hope I have a good year. This is why, because you dipped the apple in the honey? Did you give a good year? The Gemara says, yeah, you should do those things, simanim. You take a carrot, you say, Zorin Zorot Tavot, you take a beet, Selek, Sarkusonenu. I says, are you serious about it? The Gemara says, this Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin. It's Hashem judges us on Rosh Hashanah. Hashem judges you on Rosh Hashanah. How can you be in front of Hashem? The court, can you imagine you go to court? Imagine you go to court and Chas Shalom, there's a prosecutor. He says, judge, 1 second. He takes a jar of honey with an apple from his pocket. And he told Mr. Judge, you should make a right decision, good decision for me. I said, listen, did you behave? If you behave, you don't have to be here. If you didn't behave, how's it going to help you? And besides, embarrassing court. So the Gemara says, Yom HaDin, Hashem judges us. The question is, how come it doesn't say in the Torah this? Why the Torah doesn't say it? The Torah says, you know, blow shofar. That's the only thing on information. Yom Kippur, it says in the Torah, L'chaper anav shetachem, Yitem v'shachem, Hashem wants to forgive us on Yom Kippur. The Rosh Hashanah doesn't say anything. It doesn't say any reason for the holiday. Pesach it says, Sukkot it says. Shavuot also doesn't say. But Rosh Hashanah, you don't know what it is. Sounds like the most important day of the year. Mi yechiyeh mi yamut. Says Hashem decides. Whatever happened last year until Rosh Hashanah was decided on Rosh Hashanah. Ever got sick, ever chas shalom. Something has happened to him. And this will happen on Rosh Hashanah. And the Gzerotot also. Chachamim said that a person might lose something. But bad decision, usually all bad decisions were made on Rosh Hashanah. The good things, sometimes Hashem decides on Rosh Hashanah, and when the people don't behave, Hashem diverts it. Hashem moves it around, the Gemara says. But this is a very important day. So the Torah should have said, listen, prepare yourself, it's a Selichot now, 30 days before Shana says Selichot, he says, how come doesn't say in the Torah this? The Torah omitted the whole purpose of Rosh Hashanah. Just blow shofar. I don't know. Blow shofar? I really don't know what blow shofar. The shofar itself is contradiction. In Amos it says, it means you hear a shofar, you get scared. Then it says in Tehillim, halu b'teka shofar. Praise Hashem with the shofar. So shofar is something to be scared or something to dance with it. So we don't know. We read in the Torah, Rosh Hashanah, what's Rosh Hashanah? It says, Zichron Torah, Yom Torah, Yelachem, Blot HaShofar. I don't know what it is. And Torah should have said it's Yom Adin. A person should prepare himself. So people take it for granted, you know, Slichot. He says it's very important. How come the Torah doesn't say Shulchan Aruch, the Yerushalmi, the Mishnah says it? The Mishnah. What do you mean Mishnah? How come it doesn't say in the Torah? It doesn't say in the Tanakh either. Hint in the Tanakh. The Gemara tells us that based on the Tanakh, again, the Tanakh says on Rosh Hashanah, they opened Second Beit HaMikdash. And Ezra gave a lecture and gave Musar to the people that came back from Iran and Iraq. Most of them from Iran came. And told them, listen, you don't even know how to read. You don't know how to speak. You don't know how to keep the mitzvot. You don't know how to read Torah. You got married to non-Jewish girls. This is Rosh Hashanah. So the Navi says, people started to cry. And Nehemiah, also remember the Navi, he told them, just in the book of Nehemiah, don't cry. Go home and eat. Chlum mamtakim. Chlum hashmanim shnu mamtakim. You have to eat, on Rosh Hashanah, you have to eat good food. Chlum hashmanim, fat. Shnu mamtakim, you have to drink sweet things. This is our custom. Hashanah on Rosh Hashanah to drink or eat something sour. The people don't have pickles and other things. I said, listen, you can. It's based on the Pasuk. Chedvat Hashem imo aschem, Hashem is going to be happy with you. Go home. What do you mean go home? What do you mean crying? They were crying with Hamikdash for the sins they committed in Iran, in Iraq. So they're crying for real. The Teshuvah, Rosh Hashanah. It's very good, excellent. So I said, don't cry. Everybody comes machloket in the Shulchan Aruch. You have to do ta'anit on Rosh Hashanah. This is the day of judgment. The day of judgment, you do ta'anit. It's not a joke. Says Shulchan Aruch, says the Gemara, look, the difference between us and the Goyim. The Goyim, they have a court date. They don't shave. They don't take a shower. They don't get dressed nicely. They come to court all with the face down. We, before Rosh Hashanah, says Shulchan Aruch, it's a mitzvah. To wear nice clothing, not what we wear on Sukkot, not Yom Tov, but in a lower level a little bit. But very nice. You can't come to Rosh Hashanah to Beit HaKnesset with black clothing and didn't shave. The mitzvah is to shave. Says the Gemara, says Shulchan Aruch. He says, what are you so happy? What are you so happy about? He says, you don't know what's going to happen. You got come with a set face. Says Shulchan Aruch, no. The Goyim do it. We don't do this. He says, why don't you do it? He says, we so sure that we're going to make it. So you make it. How many people were here at Rosh Hashanah? And this Rosh Hashanah, they're not here. So that person got dressed very nicely and shaved and took a shower, went to meet with everything, was happy, Rosh Hashanah, singing. And look what happened. Where is the guy now? What happened to him? He was sure. What happened? Something's wrong. So how can a person get a chance? I didn't take a chance. He said, come to Beit HaKnesset, it's all, you know, it looks like he's going to a wedding. I said, it's a court date. You were in front of a judge, and Chas Shalom, he wants to send you to jail, you get your stuff, you put the suit and your tie, and you shave, and you know, the judge thinks you're going to vacation. I said, from here, handcuffs, to the jail. So how can you take a chance? So Rosh Hashanah said, no, it's a mitzvah, don't come to Beit HaKnesset on Rosh Hashanah. So how can, what does it mean? Don't come to Rosh Hashanah. The idea of just judging us on Rosh Hashanah, where does it come from? So Rabbeinu Nissim says, Rabbeinu Nissim said that the first Friday man was created was Rosh Hashanah. And Hashem judged him. Hashem told him in the beginning, if you're going to eat from the tree, from Eitz HaDaat, you eat from that, you're going to die. After he ate on Friday, should have died. So the Gemara tells us in one version, Bizkut HaShabbat. Bizkut HaShabbat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu let him stay in Gan Eden till Motzei Shabbat. And Motzei Shabbat, Hashem told him, okay, go out of Gan Eden. Instead, Chas Shalom to give him the death penalty. He says, Rabbeinu Nissim, look, the first Rosh Hashanah
our grandfather made a tremendous sin. Nevertheless, even though the punishment should have been death penalty, Hashem waived it. So it's a good day to be judged, because we have so-called past experience on that day. Yatzah Bedimus, says the Rishonim. Adam HaRishon, the Gemara says, he came out free. Hashem did not just cursed him, but oh Hashem, he lived 930 years after that. So, Rabbi chose that day that he should be Rosh Hashanah, and Hashem judges us, and we have so-called hope and a chance to get out free, since Hashem did to Adam HaRishon, he got free. It's Chut HaShabbat. What means Chut HaShabbat? What does it mean exactly? Because he keeps Shabbat, he's giving him Iggy. Kept Shabbat? No, Chachamim said, no, Shabbat ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu a favor to let mankind stay, he would keep Shabbat. If Hashem Chas Shalom would have punished him, who would have kept Shabbat? So Chachamim said, that's a simple explanation of what it means. So Chachamim explained like this. The Torah tells us how Hashem created mankind. Who took some mud and mixed it with water, and then the Torah says that who blew his neshama inside us. And the question is, why Hashem had to blow a neshama inside us? Why? Well, they install a battery inside us, and fine. Hashem can do anything. The Torah says, no, ve'epach ba'apav nishmat chayim, ma'ad nafach medilei nafach. Torah says, the Gemara says, Hashem says in the Torah, listen, Adam HaRishon was on the floor, and then Hashem put some oxygen in his nose, and he got up. I says, if Hashem wanted, Hashem doesn't have to put oxygen in his nose. Hashem doesn't need advice from us how to do it. Hashem would have done it. The Torah says that. What is really behind it? So Ari says, Chodesh Elul, the first thing that we have to have is a sentence in Shir HaShirim, Ani le-dodi ve-dodi li, Aroeh v'shoshanim. It means like this, Ani, me, to my uncle, to my favorite, and my favorite to me. This is chapter 7. Chapter 7, you tell him. And he says, Ani, me, first letter is Aleph, le-dodi, to my favorite, to my uncle is Lamed, ve-dodi, and my uncle is Vav, li, is Lamed, Elul. This is chapter 7. Chapter 2, it says, Dodi li vanilo. Just the opposite. It says, my uncle is, my favorite is to me, and I am to him. It's almost the same sentence. Just the opposite. What happened? So comes the Gemara and says like this, look. I'm Israel, the Gemara said Na'aseh v'nishma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved it very much. Comes the Gemara and says, you know, I'm Israel is like an apple. What do you mean apple? Says the Gemara, The fruit of the apple is different, the tree, from all the other trees. All the other trees, first you have leaves, and then you have a little bud, and then the fruit comes. An apple tree is the opposite. First you see the bud, the apple is coming, and then you have the leaves. Hashem made it on purpose. Says the Gemara, Am Yisrael is like an apple tree. But what it means, look, instead to say Nishma, let's hear. When I say we'll do, they said first we'll do, and then Nishma. Because all other trees, first you have leaves. And the leaves are going to protect the fruits. Give them shade, some energy that comes from the leaves into them. Apple tree is the opposite. First has the bud, and then the leaves. The Gemara says, Am Yisrael is like apple tree. Says the Gemara, where is it? The Gemara says, it says in the Shir HaShirim, a sentence. What does it say? Ketapuach, like an apple. Ba'atzei hayar, among the trees in the forest, can Dodi ben Abanim. My uncle, my favorite. So the Gemara applies the sentence that talks about Hashem in Shir HaShirim to us. So the Shekhinim screams. He says, excuse me, you say Am Yisrael is like an apple tree because we said Naseh v'Nishma. How do you know it? From Shir HaShirim. I says, that sentence, it says where? It says an apple. What does it say about an apple? An apple is like Hashem. It says, Ketapuach Batzeya Ken Dodi. That's what I said, I don't understand. Who is the apple? We are the apple, Hashem is the apple. The Gemara says, no, we are the apple. What do you mean you are apple? You're not the apple. Hashem is the apple. Chachamim explained like this. So the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu injected in us his neshama, it means likewise, it says you have a lamp, you have a light, so you have a wire, and you plug it into the outlet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created us, so-called two little wires come from our nose, invisible ones, and connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we plugged in. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam HaShomer Gan Eden. Hashem said, listen, if you eat from that tree, you're going to die. What is this? Not kosher food. Why should he die? He said, listen, you eat from it, I punish you. Death. No. Atem advekim b'Hashem Elokechem chayim kulchem hayom. Life. You know why you're alive? Because you have two wires coming from your nose and connect to the outlet. Hashem is the outlet. Therefore, Hashem, when He created us, wants us to know that. Hashem could have put that battery inside us, and then we leave. Okay, nothing. I says, but you don't understand. The purpose of creation, mankind, is to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. That's what Torah says. If you glue to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chaim Kol Chemayim, you're alive. You disconnect the plug, you're dead. So what it means like this. There's no such thing as punishment. There's no punishment. It means, you know what happened to the guy? Nothing happened. Hashem pulled the plug out. That's what happened. So Hashem told Adam HaShomer, listen, she's not supposed to eat from that tree. Eat from that tree, it means you don't consider that you, me as your king, and you plug into me. You don't plug it to me. So that's what the sin does. What the sin does is that eventually the wire, the plug, comes out from the outlet. That's the problem. It's not a punishment. You're not going to die because you did something. It's the whole death penalty that you see in the Torah and the whole thing means death, means plug is out. Other punishment in the Torah, it means Hashem wants you so-called to get back to the plug. It's not out yet. Certain sins, the plug is out. That's what Hashem told Adam HaShomer, listen, if you're going to eat from that tree, you're going to die. You're going to die. Why are you going to die? Because the plug is out. You're not connected to me. You're not connected to me. Finish with it. But it's not because he'll eat from the tree. It's not a punishment. This is reality. The reality, if you don't keep the mitzvot, that's what it means. It means Hashem said, keep that mitzvah. Hashem doesn't care less. 630 mitzvot, Hashem gave it to us. This is why. Because 630 mitzvot, it means, gives energy to you, that you should be connected to the outlet all the time. Now, if you don't, this was the purpose, this was the first Rosh Hashanah. And that's what Adam HaRishon did, by not listening to Hashem, that's what he did. And then, actually, the Gemara says, after he ate from the tree, HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called moved up. That's why at the end he died. Because already the plug is not in the outlet, it's strong. You shake it. One time it comes out, finished, dead. That Chachamim said, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with his wisdom to us. To understand. It's not the sins. Rosh Hashanah is not the day of judgment. That in the Torah doesn't say day of judgment. The Torah only says one thing. You blow the shofar. So what's going to happen? It says the shofar is going to wake you up, says the Rambam, to know. To know what? It's not the sins that you did. The problem is that the sins cause that you're not plugged in the outlet. That's the problem. If Hashem would have said in the Torah, it's the day of judgment, you would think, oh, the judgment of sins. No. It's a mistake. It's not the judgment of sins. It's a balance of the sins that you did last year or the mitzvot, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided about the plug. Are you connected to me or not connected to me? That's what Hamim said. Malchuyot, Imur Lefana Malchuyot, Hashem said, special mitzvah, Hashem wants us to say sentences about it. He is the king, he is the king. He said, what's the purpose of it? What's the purpose? The purpose of it means Hashem is the king and I am so called his slave and I'm connected to him. That's what is the first command. Hashem because of mitzvah. So this is Rosh Hashanah. It's not Rosh Hashanah is the day of judgment, you being in the court, and so the judge says, listen, excuse me, what did you do? How come you did? No. Hashem doesn't ask this on Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, the Zohar says, Rosh Hashanah, you should not ask any private requests. The Zohar says, if you do it, it's like a dog. What do you mean like a dog? I mean, I'm not a dog. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my father, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my king. And Rosh Hashanah is the day of judgment. Hashem decides all the things. I'm going to ask him. Should give me a parnasah? Should give me this? Zohar says, don't ask nothing. You'll be a dog. What does it mean? A dog is not connected to Hashem. A dog doesn't have those wires from his nose. He is not connected to the outlet. If you connect to the outlet, you don't have to ask anything. You don't have to ask the electric company, hello, I need electricity. You plug yourself in the electricity. The whole thing of Rosh Hashanah, you should be plugged. So, if you plug it, Hashem knows everything. So automatically, if you plug into the outlet, you have electricity. If you plug into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it'll give you whatever you need. This is really the secret of the apple. That's what the Gemara means. Since we said, Na'aseh v'nishma, says the Gemara, you know what happened? Nobody would die anymore. The Gemara said, Hashem told Malach HaMavet. Gemara says, when Hashem heard from us, Na'aseh v'nishma, the Gemara says, Hashem called Malach HaMavet, what we call the devil, said, don't kill no more, no Jews. So what happened? It must be because they said Na'aseh v'nishma. So what? What does that mean? Na'aseh v'nishma, says the Gemara, it means an apple tree. What do you mean? Who is the apple? The Gemara says, we are the apple. Shir HaShirim Shlomo said, Hashem is the apple. It's true. That's true. Hashem put inside us a little apple. That's what Hashem blew inside us. Friday afternoon. What does Hashem do? Hashem put another apple in us, and now that this apple that we have inside us is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the way, an apple, if you cut it, you see Hashem's four letters in the apple. As I said, the apple is the most important fruit. In America, it says apple a day keeps the doctor away, keeps the dentist away. I'm sorry. It says, we need parnasa. I says, no, it's not a phrase. Zohar said, it's true. The apple is the most important fruit. That's why Hashem is being described as an apple. And Am Yisrael is an apple too. That's what it is. That's what Torah did not say Hashem inserted a battery inside this. Hashem put something from him. Who is him? He's an apple. Who is it? The Shir HaShirim, Shlomo said. Ketapuch HaBatzayah. Torah says Hashem put something from inside us from himself. He puts an apple. That's the secret of the apple. That's what the Gemara says. Gemara says Azam HaRishon so-called disconnected himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem moved up. We said Na'aseh v'nishma, says the Gemara, we reconnected ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the whole power of Na'aseh v'nishma. That's what Hashem said to him. Nobody's going to die. How can you die? If you connect to the earth, you always have electricity. That's what the Gemara says. Atem advikim, Moshe told him, listen, if you blew to Hashem, what do you mean? He says, you know why the death penalty? Because Adam HaRishon ate from the tree. Not because he ate from the tree. Because he, so-called by eating, he so-called declared that he's on his own, he doesn't listen to Borei Olam, he doesn't listen to Hashem. So you disconnect yourself from the outlet. That's the problem in life. And that's what Chachamim said, this is really Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is not a judge. Hashem does not take us to trial. How come you did not do this? Why did you do that? This is secondary. The main thing, Rosh Hashanah is, are you connected or not connected? So you come to Rosh Hashanah, say, Shulchan Aruch, listen. Come to Rosh Hashanah, he says, get yourself nicely. He says, what is this? I'm going to connect myself to Hashem. That's why I'm happy. That's what the Gemara says. I'm so certain Hashem will judge me for good year. You know, if something happened to you during the year, it means Rosh Hashanah, you weren't connected. You didn't accept on yourself 100% to be connected. What it means is, if you don't take care of all the mitzvot, and you do properly all the mitzvot, it means you don't want to be connected. Because via the mitzvot, the connection is stronger.
As the Gemara says, Avraham Avinu kept all the mitzvot even before the Torah was given. So what's the purpose of it? Because Avraham Avinu understood that via the mitzvot, the connection gets stronger and stronger. So the plug will stay inside. Time comes. But not ahead of time. And therefore, Chachamim say that's exactly what the Shulchan Aruch says. He says, Rosh Hashanah, take a shower, get dressed nicely, take a shave, coming in front of a judge. He's not going to judge you. What did you do? He's going to ask you, how come you weren't connected? Let's in it. And that's really the Gemara, says the Mishnah, saying, Rosh Hashanah, Chabit Yishri, Avum Lefanav, Kivnei Maron. The Mishnah doesn't say Hashem judges you. This, that. The Mishnah says, we only pass in front of Hashem. Says the Gemara, like soldiers of David HaMelech. What does it mean? The Mishnah doesn't even say Hashem judges us. The Mishnah only hints what's going to be. What's going to be? Hashem looks at us to see if we are connected. Without it. We are soldiers or soldiers. A soldier is connected to the army. That's all Hashem wants. As Chachamim said it. That's what Nehemiah told them, Israel. Stop the crying now. I told you what you did wrong. Good. Now go home. Have a good meal. Drink sweet things. Hashem is happy with you. Hashem is happy what? If you regret, it means you're sorry. Not sorry that you did the sin. That's not enough. You're sorry that you disconnected yourself from Hashem. Hashem wants to see Rosh Hashanah. That's all. This is the correction for the sin of Adam HaRishon. And actually, that's the theme of the golden calf. Because that's what happened in the golden calf. Since we did the golden calf, again we got disconnected. So that's what the Torah over time tells us. We did this, we did that. It's not what we did. This is what happened. The people still dying, and the generation of the spies, and after this, that died, you know what the problem is? It's not connected, that's your problem. And that's what Chachamim say. You take the apple on Rosh Hashanah. He says, the first thing, you take an apple. She says, what do you do? She says, put it in the honey. Honey, she says, honey, numerical value is Avar Rachamim. Avar Rachaman. Father of mercy. You put in an apple, and say, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, listen. You an apple, I supposed to be an apple too. She writes on, now I declare that I want to be connected to you. On the day, says Rabbi Nissim, on the day of that day that Hashem created mankind, and Hashem, so called, told him he's going to pull the plug out of him. I says, what is the plug? The apple. The Shlomo says the apple. I says, on Rosh Hashanah we declare we want to reinstall the plug into the outlet. That's it. And then Chachamim says, chapter 2 in Shir HaShirim, it says, Dodi li v'ani lo. This is the chapter 2 is before we did all the sins. So that it means Hashem plugged into us. That's what it means. Dodi li. Hashem is to me. And me to him. It means Hashem plugged into us. The apple. And now we are connected to Hashem. Chapter 7, Elul. Ani lo dodi v'dodi li. That chapter when he talks with Shlomo Zohar HaKodesh. The Zohar says the Shir HaShirim is the biggest. Zohar says it's Rabbi Akiva. His rabbi was Rabbi Elazar HaGadol. Says Rabbi Akiva asked him, teach me something from Shir HaShirim. The Zohar says Rabbi Akiva was sitting and crying, couldn't stop it. Abraham Kadevsky said the Asfaradim have less problems than Ashkenazim because they say Shir HaShirim Friday afternoon. Friday, before Kabbalat Shabbat. That's how powerful it is. So the whole thing is Ruach HaKodesh. The whole thing are secrets. Rabbi Elazar HaGadol did not want to teach Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva starts crying. Says the Zohar, teach me. Shir HaShirim. Chapter 7 is the Ruach HaKodesh. If you know, Anna, Halach Dodech, Anna Pana Dodech. He says, Hashem is not here. What happened? He said, but Amidash was destroyed in Ruach HaKodesh. Then it says, Ani LeDodi VeDodi Li. They say, we have to restore it. We have to plug ourselves back. That's Elul. Plug yourself back. That's the Selichot. What is Selichot? You're not, I did this. Yeah, but that's not the purpose. The purpose of Selichot is to say, I did this, so called, I tried to pull the plug out of the outlet. And Rosh Hashanah, I want to put back the plug. let's all the simanim, let's say all the simanim that we do in Rosh Hashanah, is that Hashem listen. Today is Rosh Hashanah. The first Rosh Hashanah, mankind ate certain things he's not supposed to eat. Tonight, the apple is we want to plug ourselves to you. And we're eating only those things, that those things are signs that we want to be good to you and plug ourselves to you. That's the Gemara says, the Bible said, you have to do the simanim on Rosh Hashanah. It's not just a custom. And you said, so the Shlach says, you have to be very serious when you say that. It's not a laughing thing or just, a joke. He said, you have to sit down, Be'ema Ovira, he says, fear, in front of Hashem. He said, yeah, what's the fear? What was the fear? I said, listen, you're going to declare that you want to be plugged to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a very serious statement. That's what Chachamim said. The Torah tells us when Yaakov came inside it to get the bracha from Yitzchak, it was Pesach. And Yitzchak said, I don't know, I'm confused. I call Yaakov, he sounds like Yaakov. But when I put my hand on him, he's very hairy. I don't know. So, it's a doubt. He said, come over here, give me a kiss, and he gives me a bracha. I said, why are you giving him the bracha? You have a doubt. Says the Gemara, when Yaakov came closer, Yitzchak smelled sadet apuchim, a field of apples. He said, what does it mean, a field of apples? What does it mean? But it means Gan Eden. Gan Eden, the main thing was an apple. The apple. It means Hashem is there. And Hashem insert in Adam HaRishon is a piece of apple. Yitzchak smells it. I said, he smells it. Uh-huh. Yaakov, says the Gemara, looked like Adam HaRishon. He will try to fix Adam HaRishon's sin. So Yitzchak smells an apple. Esav comes inside. The Gemara says Yitzchak smells Gehenom. What Gehenom means? Unplug it. So therefore, when Yaakov comes inside, so even though he has a doubt, who is this? He says, I don't care who it is. I don't care. Yitzchak didn't know who is Yaakov. He doesn't know. Half Yaakov, half Esav. But as long as I smell an apple, it means a connection. A connection that gives the bracha to. Says Dari, Friday night, so based on the Zohar, the meal of Friday night, it's called the meal of field of apples. That's what Gemara says. Bezchut Shabbat, because Shabbat is a connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. As in Bezchut Shabbat, Kadosh Baruch Hu saved Adam HaRishon and let him leave. Let him leave. He didn't kill him. So why? Because you have a chance to replug yourself to the Shabbat. Shabbat is a plug. So you plug yourself. Says the Zohar, you come Friday night home and you sit in this. So Ari has a text what to say. The Zohar says the Suda of Friday night is Yitzchak Avinu. In the morning is Avram. Suda Shreshit is Yaakov Avinu. Says Ari, you have to have in mind an apple. Friday night, an apple. What do you mean an apple? It says this is what Yitzchak smelled when Yaakov came inside. That Yaakov is a correction for Adam HaRishon. It says that's what saved Adam HaRishon. Shabbat. What Shabbat? The Friday night meal. The Friday night night meal is called the apple tree. It's called that's what Chachamim said. It's the whole power of Rosh Hashanah is the Shabbat. It is the apple tree. This is the Torah doesn't say anything about Rosh Hashanah. And Ezra said, don't cry. And this is the Shonah said, get dressed nicely. I says, what is this? It's, I'm going to plug myself. You're going to plug yourself. Hamim said, that's Mashiach time. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says, Yerushalmi, when the Satan hears the shofar, he thinks Mashiach is here. He didn't come last year. How is he going to come this year? I says, because now we heard the shofar. He says, Rambam, you wake up. You wake up. He says, what the next step? Plug myself. I accepted myself to do everything. The Satan is afraid, Rosh Hashanah Mashiach comes. It has to do with us. If we're ready to plug ourselves, Mashiach comes from the Menomen.